And today it's Midday on the Arts. I'm Tom Hall. Anna Harwell Chalenza is on the faculty of Johns Hopkins University. She's conducting a census of Baltimore musicians. She spoke with Midday producer Sam Burmes-Dawes about it earlier this week.
If you've ever walked by Holy for Holies in Hamden late on a weekend night, or sat in on a live jazz show at Keystone Corner, you've caught a glimpse of music's unique ability to bring people together from across the Baltimore metro area. Many different people make local music possible, from artists and producers to music teachers and venue owners, and a new survey wants to hear from them. What do they need to make Baltimore's music scene thrive? Anna Harwell Chalenza is a professor at Johns Hopkins University in writing seminars and musicology, and an organizer of the Baltimore Music Census, which is accepting input online until April 30th. Professor Chalenza joins us now to talk about the census, the first of its kind in Baltimore. Welcome to Midday.
Thank you so much. It's a thrill.
So who does the Baltimore Music Census want to hear from?
Anybody who works in music in any way. So even if you only do stand-up, open mic once a month, we want to hear from you. If you play constantly and do gigs not only in Baltimore but across the country, we want to hear from you. If you teach music lessons, if you do sound for folks, if you like to host events and concerts and house concerts in your home, or if you work for a venue, we want to hear from you. Basically, we want to hear from anyone who is 18 or older and really works in the big ecosystem of music in the greater Baltimore area.
And just to be clear, this is unrelated to the federal U.S. Census. Who's behind the Baltimore Music Census?
The Baltimore Music Census is basically a lot of nonprofits. In the case of Baltimore, it's 21st Century Cities at Johns Hopkins, and they do all sorts of surveys of, you know, all sorts of different information. This is the first time we've done an arts one. There are 25 other cities across the United States that are doing it at the same time. In fact, just this week, our neighbors down south in Washington, D.C. started their music census. And so this is a unique opportunity, not only because we can get a lot of information about what's happening in Baltimore, but we can compare it to other cities. How are we holding up compared to Cleveland or Charlotte, North Carolina, or New Orleans or Seattle? And basically, one of the main things we want to do is just ask people what's going well, what needs improvement, and how are you doing, especially since the pandemic. We are interested in making music work better, more efficiently, and more equitably across the greater Baltimore area.
You worked on, several years ago, a similar project in Washington, D.C. What were you able to learn from that census of musicians and folks involved in the music ecosystem there?
Well, in Washington, D.C., we learned that what a lot of people really needed there was space, places to rehearse. There really wasn't, at that time, a recording studio within the city limits. And they needed places to go buy equipment. There weren't even music stores sort of within Washington, D.C. I don't think we will see those same things here in Baltimore. We have a lot of great music stores, and we have various places to record. But what we might find is, are the people who are doing, for example, DIY in Baltimore, are they hooked up with Sound Exchange and BMI and ASCAP to get the royalties for the works that they're doing? Do they know how to connect with an agent that's local versus feeling like they have to reach outside the city? And most importantly, are they getting the resources they need? Are they finding it difficult to kind of break through the bureaucracy to rent a space or have a venue or host an event? We don't know. And so that's why we need to hear from everybody, so that in the future, when there are resources from the city or from nonprofits or from for-profits, how could that best serve local musicians? What do you need?
Do you think there'll be different needs for different genres? Baltimore is home to so many different genres of music, live music.
Yeah, I think there are definitely different needs. We do ask folks to tell us, you know, what genre or genres you mostly work in, because a lot of people work in a few. But one of the things that I don't think I'm going out on a limb to say is that there are certain genres, say classical music, that have an infrastructure built in. There are spaces like Meyerhoff Hall, that are built for classical music, for those concerts. There are places like jazz clubs that are specifically for that genre. But there are many genres in the city, hip-hop, DIY, gospel, that maybe don't have, in fact, I won't say maybe, they do not have the same infrastructure. They're not necessarily taught in schools, or maybe they are, and I don't realize that. Like, that's one of the things we'd like to know. What are people learning? But what genres are really getting the support they need, and which ones really are not? And that is especially true of genres that, you know, work well outdoors, or like to be, you know, genres that we have at big events. For example, right now, down at the Inner Harbor, they're thinking about building all these new spaces. It would be great if, from doing this census, we could go say to those folks, you know, there is a huge need for outdoor performance spaces, or there's a huge need for spaces that have the acoustics that, say, work well for hip hop or work well for house music or these sorts of things. So that's one of the things. That's why I would say, you know, please, 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 if you do music in any way, shape or form, let us hear from you, because all we want to do is help. So this, no one is monetizing this data. We are getting this data to share it so that everyone in the community can get a better sense of what's going on and how they fit in.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us about it, and best of luck in this effort.
Thank you so much.
Anna Harwell Chalenza is a musicology professor at Johns Hopkins University and the organizer of the Baltimore Music Census. She spoke with Sam Burmistaws, our producer here at Midday. They want to hear from musicians, music teachers, audio engineers, anybody involved in our region's music scene. You have until April 30th, that's about a week and a half, to respond. You can find a link to the Baltimore Music Census on the Midday page at WIPR.org.
This is Baltimore's NPR News Station, 88.1 WYPR.